Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good. Casey Kyle already checked in. Jake from Las Vegas checked in. Detroit, we haven't heard from you, so please text us, 913-586-7965. No, I just want to make sure we're on the air.
Yeah, that'd be
good.
I
don't know what happens there. Are we? Julia, can you hear us? Are we? Yeah?
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. I think no one's running in yelling.
Okay,
that's
good.
Usually
but
what
would they notice?
Right, I don't think they would.
Would the people in the building work there notice if
yeah,
we were? They
yeah,
would.
Yeah. Because okay. Anytime that happens, they like stand outside my window and do a lot of this.
Okay,
that's true. The engineer that thought you were dead for 20 years. I feel like
he
sometimes alerts Julia to
heard by listening.
Yeah.
He probably was so worried yesterday when we opened up without you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I thought I died again.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Man, imagine that. He thought you were dead for 25 years or something like that.
That's
makes
so
me
scary.
Hear your voice one day.
Makes me think how many people think I'm dead. From all the cities I've done radio where they're just like, oh, that guy probably died.
But isn't it nice to know that you were remembered, even if it was just by one person? Like, cause
and
I
that your
think...
voice haunted somebody that they had to Google?
Right. I mean, if I've been dead for 25 years, I wouldn't expect that there's anyone out there thinking of me, remembering me, or hearing a voice and going, is that him? There's no way. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. Of course, you could ask him for rides and stuff.
Congrats on the not death.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, you were remembered by him.
If you didn't hear the story, when we first went on the air in Detroit, I worked in Detroit for a ton of time and grew up there. And I worked at a station. It's in the same building where Julie worked. I got actually escorted out by security guards from that exact same building when they let me go. But, I used to like to, have a little sip of the hot stuff when I worked there.
It's so hard for me to envision.
Sometimes I needed a ride home. And apparently a guy who still works there gave me a ride home every once in a while. And he heard my voice and was like, is that him?
He's
and
alive?
Julie was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, I thought he died.
And he didn't say why he thought you died. I think he just assumed.
No, I asked.
Oh, you
and
did?
And he goes,
right, you know, when you're getting kicked out of work
and
for
I
the
felt
things
like
he's
that
getting
said
kicked
a
out,
lot.
Yeah,
right.
Just
you know, you live hard.
Yeah.
He's like
you die young.
It's basically him saying, well, he's him.
Yeah, right. Of
right.
course.
So. Yeah, like I witnessed it.
Well,
I
look
saw.
At that. To me, it's all like when you hear my voice. If you're like, remember the band Yellow Card?
Yeah,
they listened to me. They listened
right.
to me when they were kids.
Oh, that's a true story too. Yeah,
and then they came and did a show for us, and they were like.
Wait a second, Laszlo?
Wait, dude, did we listen to you when we were in
It took high a while.
School? Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, we thought you died.
Yep. So they said like me. That I'm they like, thought you died?
Surprise!
Yeah, we did like a birthday party for Lazo. This was a long time ago.
I thought you were comparing yourself to Yellow Card. This went a different way.
Well, no. We could do that, too. I'm sure there's a way to compare them to Yellow Card.
Are they from Kansas City?
No, no, no.
No, they're from Jacksonville.
Which
like I've traveled, man, like Johnny Cash.
Oh, right.
Because when the Navy
That's
said,
funny.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Yeah, Lazo, right. They were in Florida. So that he was like, well, I guess I'll set up shop here. Because didn't you only have like a couple $100?
Well, no. I mean, the full story is I was driving home back to Detroit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I was in my car. I was on my way back. And I think I had like my severance pay or whatever they give you.
Oh,
like,
yeah. They gave you your retirement.
$1,800 or something. And I was like, well, what am I going to do when I go back? I'm going to go to Schoolcraft College, hang out with. I'm just going to, like, everything I did for the last 4 years, I didn't need to have done because I'm just going to go back. And so. I said, well, what if you could do anything? What would you do? And I was like, well, I like to tin bar at the beach. That in my head, as I'm driving back, that's what happened. And I was like, well, why are you leaving the beach?
So
I just turned around and got a room.
You turned around, and that was Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, I turned around and got a room and became a bartender.
And that's where they listened to you. I mean, it had to have been.
So anyways, I turned around, got a room, became a bartender, met a girl there. Ended up dating her for like 6 years.
Oh, this is what's her name?
Jody.
Okay.
She dated her for a long time. She was a waitress. She was a pretty good waitress, but you
at
know,
a cocktail bar.
I don't think I'm the guy. Mm-hmm. But she said she was going to college to be a teacher and all these things. So she enrolled me in class.
In class
for broadcasting.
That happened in Florida?
Yes.
I still can't keep
So she said, you should go. You've always wanted to do this. You've always wanted to be on the radio. You should do this. I said, well, you just can't do that. I don't know how you do that. So I was just tending bar and hanging out. And then so she enrolled me in some broadcast classes. I went to like, I don't know, maybe 10 classes. And the guy who worked there was like, yeah, you don't need to go to this class. I'll just get you a job, man.
This is
and
that.
And then he got me a job.
Place?
And that
okay.
was it.
So
and here I am.
Is that why? So then when you go back to Detroit eventually, whenever that was, years later,
yeah.
and you teach at Specs
yes,
Howard,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Isn't that the name of it?
Yeah. So I work in radio in Jacksonville for, I don't know, 10 years, something like that. And then I go to Toledo. And then I go to Key West. And then I go to Detroit to work in radio. And then I get escorted out of the building and go to work at Specs Howard.
Oh, so that's so Specs
And then
Howard
I leave Specs Howard, come to Kansas City. And then in Kansas City, I leave Kansas City and I go to Seattle. And then from Seattle, I come back. And now it's Las Vegas, Detroit, and Kansas City. That's my entire story. There you go.
So where did
and
you.
I've left people who thought I was dead in every one of those cities.
I know you're tired of answering this because I've asked so many times, but where did you hit? Who? You hit the guy with the
phone. Key West. I hit him.
Okay, so that's Key West.
Yeah, I hit him with the phone.
So that's after your girlfriend got you into broadcast classes.
Oh, yeah, I've been doing it for a while.
Okay, and so then you hit a guy in the head
with the phone, yeah.
And how did you get down to Key West? Was she still with you? Did you guys say, let's go down here?
No, so I left. She broke up with me. I got fired. My entire life was just a shambles. I'd been, you know, you can only live so long with so much drugs and booze and... Hey, just things get south, right? Like it gets hazy. And so you just got to. So I just left and I went back to Detroit and I was back in Detroit. And then I was there and somebody called me and said, hey, there's a job in Key West. Do you want it? And I was like, yeah. So I just drove back to Florida and took the job in Key West.
That's pretty awesome. How long did that last before you hit the guy?
A couple
with
years.
The phone?
Then I hit the guy with the phone and got arrested, spent time in jail there.
Wait, hold on. You got arrested because you hit the guy with the phone?
No.
Oh, okay.
But, you know.
See how this is hard to keep straight, Julia?
Same place.
I've known him a long time. It's hard to keep straight.
But I got arrested in Key
stories.
West, and then I hit the guy with the phone. These are all in the same time zone.
Key West is where you get arrested finally and end up going to jail for a while? Okay.
Yes.
And that's where you meet.
And that's also where I left. So part of the why I got in trouble was that the hurricane was coming, and they evacuated Key West, and I was on supposedly going to court. For assault and all these other things. And they're telling people to leave the island. But they say if you have a court date or you're on probation or parole to check in at the jail. Okay. And they're saying it on the radio and TV. And I'm like,
that's
I ain't doing that.
Thing
I'm
ever.
Like, they're going to have.
Just check in here first before you head home.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I don't. That sounds like a horrible idea. And I was like, well, how are they going to know? if I'm driving such a line of cars, but I know there's cops. You know, they're
keeping
traffic.
Yeah, but they're checking everybody.
Yeah, but you don't know.
Right.
But you're
could
like,
be you.
I could say, you know, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear about it. I just figured I'd come back. So I just got in that long line and drove.
And went back
never
to
stopped.
Michigan? And
that, well, I went to Fort Myers.
Okay.
I lived with a girl there for a little bit.
Fort Myers.
Yeah, I kicked that around. Thought about staying there and working at a 7-Eleven, but I didn't.
Okay, wait a second.
She worked for the lottery.
Are you talking about the 7-Eleven on the beach?
Yeah,
I know that 7-Eleven.
Yeah, right across from that hotel.
I could totally see Lazo working
there. Yeah.
Going in there to get some sunscreen, and Lazo's like, yo.
Yeah, being wanted from the cops. Like, it was like the perfect spot. She lived like 4 blocks down from there.
Yeah.
It's like I can walk. No one will ever find me.
Yeah.
But, you know, then after a while, I probably did that for like 4 or 5 months, and then I was like, all right, I'm going to go back to Detroit. So then I went back to Detroit. Worked for a while as a beer and wine salesman.
Oh, that's what you did first when you got back was the beer and wine sales?
And then, you know, I got arrested. Yeah, long story short, you know, I had to go back.
I think I've got it all straight now.
Right.
Navy as a child, literally
a
just
child.
As a kid, yeah. Joined the Navy. They say, hey, this is an
sir,
easy thing
yes,
to do.
Sir, yes,
right.
Sir. You're going
yes,
to war, sir. Yes, sir.
And you're sleeping in a drawer.
Yes,
yes sir.
Whatever and, you say, sir.
And then they say, we're going to war, like
sir,
a month
yes,
after
sir,
you sign
yeah.
up. And you're like, okay. Which, how does that work, too, if you're... Not even 18. I know your parents have to sign you up, but then
my dad
once they
signed.
Say, hey, we're also going to war, do they have to sign another permission slip for
no.
you to go to war?
Well, I was also 18 after.
At that point. That's what yeah. I figured. Okay. So then you go to war, you come back, and for your time in the Navy and for going to war and everything, they're like, hey, you want to retire? We'll give you $1,000.
Yeah, $1,900. Right.
$1,900.
You get the hell out of here.
And so that's what you did, and you yeah. left. And that's when the whole radio career
well, right. They said you can re-up and join the Navy for another 4 years. And I was like, well, that sounds horrible.
Right.
So I didn't.
I mean, did you get a monthly paycheck when you were in the service? Like, did they pay you?
I think they pay you every 2 weeks,
every 2 weeks? Okay, yeah. So you just get, like, a normal paycheck.
Maybe. I could be wrong about that. But, yeah, you get a normal paycheck.
So, anyway, Navy, Florida, something, some other states.
Sure.
Washington, Pennsylvania, Michigan, all
right,
those places.
I tried to open up pizza shops in Pennsylvania inside there with a buddy of mine.
Oh, because you got the experience at Little Caesars, which we didn't even get to yet,
didn't get
right?
It, right, and then a buddy of mine opened up a pizza chain in Pittsburgh. So I moved to Pittsburgh, lived there for a while, sure.
And there is a timeline right now, guaranteed, where Lazo is working at that 7-Eleven on the beach in Fort Myers.
So
I'm
cool.
positive of it. I
so
can
cool.
see in that smock, man.
The Church of Lazo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.